This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. It's not too late to put a smaller amount of nitrogen on pastures and wheat fields. It has been a difficult and hot and dry fall for our wheat and fescue pastures. Normally, by now the fescue pastures have been up to pace and growing since early October. Normally, our wheat fields planted in the last weeks of October are already germinated and beginning to make new leaves and thinking about some tillers. However, everything is behind this year because it was completely dry until the beginning of November. That has some cattle and crop producers wondering if it's too late to put on nitrogen that we would have put on in early October. The answer is, nope, there is still some time. Just don't put on as much as the full rate. To fully understand this, we need to talk about how much nitrogen and what are the risks of nitrogen loss through the winter months. A normal average application of nitrogen in fescue pastures would be around 40 pounds of nitrogen applied in late September or early October, then another 60 or 70 pounds applied in mid to late February. This 100 to 110 pounds per acre is somewhat on the higher end of what we actually apply, but it is possible to push a fescue field to these higher levels of production if we have the soil moisture. This fall, the fescue has just started to grow again after the recent rains, but the soil temperatures are still much warmer too. An application rate of 20 to 30 pounds of nitrogen would likely be used before winter dormancy. If your field needs phosphorus, now would be a good time to put that nitrogen on with the use of DAP. For wheat fields, the nitrogen rates are actually pretty similar. Normally, we apply around 30 to 40 pounds of nitrogen before planting and then top dress with another 60 to 90 pounds in March. Of course, actual end rates depend on yield goals, residual corn nitrogen, organic matter, and whether it's soft or hard wheat. If a farmer hasn't put on any nitrogen yet and was waiting to see how the germination went, I would venture to say that 20 to 30 pounds of nitrogen would still be a good idea for the November growth. Over the winter, we would have reduced chance of nitrogen losses, so much of the nitrogen not used now will be there in the early spring. Due to our shallow soils and heavy clays, we don't lose much nitrogen to leaching. During the winter, the soil gets cold enough that nitrification of the ammonium and the denitrification from the waterlogged soils is slowed down. Research has shown that soil microbes can process nitrogen nearly all winter long if the ground isn't frozen, but that process slows way down in temperatures below 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Volatilization of nitrogen is when the ammonia in urea is gassed off the soil surface. Fortunately, volatilization is low when the soil surface is below 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and also our acidic soils helps reduce volatilization a bit as well. However, there is still the nitrogen loss risk of simply running off during a hard rain during a saturated condition. So, to summarize, a nitrogen application of 20 to 30 pounds of nitrogen in the form of urea, MAP, or DAP is still a possibility, even this late in the season. What isn't used this fall is still likely to be there when things green up in the spring. If you have any questions about fertilizer applications, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.